invite somebody, drag the person literally. Drag the person literally to come to church. Say, you have to come. You should come. You have to come. And you see that person will be grateful to you. Say, thank you for bringing me here. Today my life is changed. So bring somebody to church. Sometimes us Christians, we take our own stuff, our work lightly. We don't want to try to be nice and good, but we want to help somebody out of the fire. You know this person is in the fire. You're not going to be nice about it. You're going to just shout, "Come on, get out of that fire!" You might not even know somebody, but imagine somebody on the highway, and then the vehicle is coming, and you are this way, and then the person just standing there talking to somebody, and you might not even know the person, but you're not going to take it. Get out, please, look at where you're standing. But when it comes, and that's just the person's physical life we're talking about. What about spiritual? When we're not talking about bringing somebody to church, sometimes we'll say, "Would you come? It'd be nice if you come." "Hey, boy, you cannot come." You say, okay now. "No, not okay now. This is your life, your spiritual destiny." So I think we ought to apply some level of force, some interest, some, when I try to help somebody, I'm not nice. I'm not the, "How are you going?" I mean, you put it all, because this is your life. You want to do that. So you want to help somebody, bring somebody to church, and see that life change. You have to drag that person literally. It's like, again, like the child going to school, the parents have to drag that child to school because it's good for you. But the child, and probably when I'm wondering what my son would do, my wife is saying, "I'm going to do it," that she's not going to go. So I'm going to go, and I prepared my heart for a long time to do it. Drop him there, and he's like, "What's going on? That is going, so what?" And then he'll be crying, shouting. It's like he's of age to think that he's abandoned us. We don't want to take care of him anymore. The first day, he's going to think that I've done something wrong, my parents hate me, and they dropped me here with all these miserable people. And maybe he has another child crying there too, and two of them crying, like, "Exactly, they dropped you too, they dropped me too. I don't know what we did, But we know it's for the good of the child. And so we would go the extra length to help that child to do that. So can you do that for somebody? Can you say, "I love you enough, and I want you to come to church today"? He says, "You say you are coming today. I will wait for you here. I'm going to wait outside your door to come to church. In fact, can you just allow me to talk to you? In fact, the lady that got Dr. Yongicho saved, she had to just stay there and cry. She just stayed there and cried. Dr. Yongicho will come, just doing his own thing, preaching to him. He said, "I'm not going to come, I'm going to come." And then she just kneels in front of him and then cries there, like, "Why are you crying? Oh, no, I'm going to come to church. I'm going to come, I'm going to follow you," and all that. And that is the pastor of the largest church in the world today. You won't know what God wanted to do. You don't know what God wants to do in somebody's life. And sometimes we just say, "Come to church." He says, "Okay. Come now, come." He says, "Okay. Okay. Okay." You have to. So if we want to get people in church, we have to help them. They don't know it's good for them. They don't know it's good for them. Come on. They don't know it's good for them. So we help them. We help them. All right. So let's do that. Let's get more people to receive truth and light from God's word and be transformed by the power of God. And I'm just excited about that testimony. I believe that there are many more testimonies. So to our team when Lagos, it was worth it. It was worth it. That pain has been there. The devil did that because of that. And the devil left that person in that oppression and feeling that pain and taking pain medications and not comfortable. That's not a full life. And now that pain is gone. And he called. He said, "This thing is gone." He said, "I said, I'm sorry I couldn't come on Sunday, but it's gone. I want to let you know." And I believe that there are many others. And even the salvation, people got saved. The word, seed of God, God's word remained in their heart. It was worth that run. And we came, we left 6 o'clock, God to be in 6 o'clock. It was worth it. No safety held us. And therefore, I was angry. But today, I don't care. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All right. You know, so 2 weeks ago, I spoke to you about two ingredients for your faith in how to, so that things that will help your faith produce. Two things that will help your faith produce. Two things. I spoke to you about those two things. I can't go back, recap all that stuff. Number one, I told you, you have to uproot some things. You have to remove some things. Right? We have to remove some things. You can remember, I said sometimes we are thinking about faith and that our faith is not producing, and we are trying to add some things. And we are adding some things, and I said, no, that's not the case. God wants you to, sometimes you might have to remove some things. You're actually doing a subtraction, not an addition. So your faith is okay. Your faith is powerful. Your faith will produce results if only you would subtract some things. You need to begin to remove some things. I told you about that some two Wednesdays ago. And we had to... Okay, so we started out, we talked about that. I gave you some scriptures. I don't know, you remember someone? We said, bless the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits to discomfort. So, you see, it starts with all the things that the man has removed from his life. So, remove these things from your life, and you find that the power of God flows. I told you about things. Come on, remember, are you sure? Things or people? It could be people, it could be things, it could be habits, it could be things, anything. But there are things you take away, and then, bam, water begins to flow. The tap is on, the hose is connected tight, there is no leakage, but there's a blockage in the hose. So, clear the blockage, and bam, water begins to flow. So, you see, there's miracle working power inside of you, but because of some things, there are blockages, and then you don't see the miracle and the power of God. You don't see all that God desires for your life. And so, uproot some things. Take your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter number 1. I'm going to do just that verse, and I'm going to go into the second point. I believe that these two things are powerful, important keys for our faith. Jeremiah chapter number 1. You know, we talked about Proverbs chapter number 25 and verse number 4. The Bible says, take away the dross from the silver, and it shall go to the refiners for something meaningful. So you're asking yourself, it's just like when you put wood, put certain firewood, and then there's this wet one, 2-3 wet ones there. The other ones will burn, but the burn do well, but that those wet ones would hinder the heat and the fire, and then to even quench the other one. You see, so sometimes you need to stay away from these things because they hinder your faith. They stop your faith from moving. Get that message. We did a very powerful work. Get it. Well, you have to upload it. I think we'll do that this week. We just do this, following each other when I'm done with this today. When I'm done today. Jeremiah chapter number 1. Are you there? The Bible says in verse number 10. See, I have set this day... I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. But you see how much he emphasizes root out, throw down, destroy. That I think it's 4 to 2. Root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, 4, and then to build. And to plant, too. So there's so much effort. Please stay with me. This is powerful. There's so much. You need to put in so much effort in removing, in subtracting things from your life that hinder your faith. Many are times we are planting and planting and planting and planting, but the things we have not uprooted and destroyed in our lives are the hindrance to our faith, to producing results. It's simple. We're learning more, we're knowing more, we feel stuff. But the things that hinder us, catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. You don't know how to walk with all the vines. They're neat and they're also, but guess what? Little foxes come. So you remove that, you find you do all the work in your vine, but there's still no wine. There's still no wine because all the vines come and destroy the vine, the little foxes. So we might not be bothered now about the all the work to do in the vine, but the foxes. We need to get those ones out. Now, I'm talking to you, and this message will apply clearly and totally to believers.
You see now.
Believers. Because you want to get it right. And so you're putting so much effort trying to get it right, planting all the right seeds. But you're not removing, uprooting the thorns that are choking the seeds from producing results in your life. So at the end of the day, you do all the right things, and then all the wrong things are still there, and then chokes the word, and there's no production of results. You don't see what God wants to do in your life. And you're wondering, and guess what you do? You do some more. You do some more work. And if you could just stop and uproot. So I want you to go back and really, don't let this be a good message. Don't say, Pastor, this is a good one. I know it's a good one. Every time I speak, it's a good one. Go back and actually, what are the things I need to remove? Do that work. There's this person, this thing, this habit, this stuff. I need to get all this out of my life. And then, bam, the water begins to flow. I'm telling you. Trust me. You know, I can't even leave this point. It's so powerful because I know, you know, that Christianity is not that hard. Walking with God, seeing the power of God manifest in your life, is not that hard. It's not that hard. Because you're wondering, is this so hard? I prayed. We now fasted. I now felt okay. You know, I rolled. And so, you're like, what else was I do? You think it's that hard? It's not so hard. It's just those things. Uproot them. You see, bam. You know, have you been trying to fix something before and it's just one small thing? Come on. And you're fixing, and you're fixing. And you've changed everything. Okay, if you're talking to somebody that fixed stuff, you change this, change that. It's not working. Then you just change that stuff. Then, bam, it's working. And sometimes we're putting so much effort fixing. Why are we not removing something that's hindering all the power? Hallelujah. You have it all. Can I tell you, you have it all correct. It's all good. You know, I love the Lord. I worship. I pray. I cry. I'm there. But what about just remove those things? You see, things will change. So that's my point number one. Get the message last two instances. We'll put it up there. And then you can get it and really bless your life. Point number two. I told you point number two. Point number two was what again? What were we talking about point number two? Stay there. Keep the connection. All right. I'll do that and I'll be done with that. So that is another important thing. In producing and seeing the manifestation of God's plan for your life, you need to stay there. Because I told you a simple example, illustration that everybody would have, everybody would understand, is you take your phone, 1%, and you plug it into the mains. And then as you plug into the mains, you plug it out, you bring it out, you unplug it. You say, I've charged my phone. Nothing happened. You say, but when I put it, you say, pukum. You know, your phone make that, maybe your phone does that. Make that, and it's charging now. You see, it's charging. Boom, I've charged it now. Did I plug the phone? Yes, but I didn't stay there for the whole thing to enter into it and then to give me maximum results. So, you need to stay there. You need to stay in the presence of God. Many a times we come to God. Before the work is done, we are gone. That's beautiful. I didn't plan that rhyme. We come to God, and before the work is done, we are gone. So, He can't do the work. He can't finish the work because we are gone. We're not there. And so, in scriptures, in enjoying scriptures, in living for God, in seeing God's plan manifest in your life, you just need to stay there. And I told you last time I was with you also that the tree you see outside your house, those trees everywhere, okay, let me just say the tree, you know everybody can say the tree. The tree, just say a tree in your mind. The tree doesn't move, but it produces fruits. It doesn't move. You see? Say, do you need to move up and down, run everywhere, do so much? No, you just need to stay there. The tree stays in one place. You got a tree and it stays in one place and produces results. And you go and pluck fruit from the tree and it's there. Night and day, that tree is there. So sometimes, it's not about... And funnily, if you take that tree, uproot it, plant here, uproot it, plant here, uproot that tree, a good tree, and plant it in good soil every day, every 2 days, even if you like, the tree will die. Why? It's not there. It's a good tree. It has always been a good tree. It has always been a tree we love. It has always been producing fruits. But we decided to be too smart and start moving the tree up and down. Then the tree dies. Sometimes it's not about all the many things you need. Just stay there. Not about all the many places you want to go to. That we keep telling people that, but they don't listen. Say, I want to hear this, I need to hear that message. You don't need all that stuff. Yeah, what you like, it's your business. But I mean, just listen to this. Just stay here. All the fruits and everything will flow from your life. You know, people like this, don't try to play smart. I mean, you can't even listen to enough. I mean, there are men you've never heard about. I was doing some studies sometime, and I happened to I was online, so I was searching some stuff, trying to search some scriptures. I was trying to get more ideas and thoughts and all that. So I hit a blog, and this guy shared me power. Like, who is this guy? And I really just stopped asking that question. I went to past editions stuff. I went for stuff. I like, this guy is dumb. But you can't know everyone. You say, all right, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna get that. Come on, you're not gonna drown yourself. Many a time, you're not gonna get anywhere. If you just stay there and grow. So sometimes you just need to stay with the Word of God. You need to spend time with the Word of God. You need to spend time. You need to stay with God. You stay with God and then you produce these results. So we're not talking about visiting God. We're talking about staying with God. He that dwelleth in the secret place. He said, let my word abide in you. Abide in me and let my word abide in you. Abide. It's his word. Abide. Stay there. Abide. We're not abiding. We're not staying. There's no abiding. That's the problem. We don't stay. We're there just now and we are out. We go. Sometimes we even start. We start a process. Before 5 days, we have stopped it. You see, we're not staying there. We're not even... Let's go to meditations. We're not meditating long enough on the scriptures. Take your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Look at what Paul said to Timothy. In verse number... I don't know if it's, maybe it's New King James then, but I'm using New King James now. It says consider. In verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 7. The Bible says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Think on these things, and the Lord give you understanding. So when Paul says, consider what I say, at least don't just hear what I'm talking about. Consider it. Think about it. As you think about it, understanding will come. Many a time we don't meditate. We don't stay there. We don't stay on a scripture and enjoy it. And meditate upon it and meditate upon it till the power of that scripture comes out into our spirits and into our lives. We don't stay there. I read the scripture. I know the scripture now. I know it. But have you stayed there? Have you connected? Have you put the stuff there in the mains and then stay there and let it charge? Let it charge. You see the power of God in your life if you will learn to stay. It's not like the tree stays, it doesn't move. It's sunny now and the tree is, woo, sunny time, sunshine is enjoying. Then it starts to get dark. Now that it's getting dark, let me go to the other side of the world where there's sun. There's another side of the world where there's sun. I'm going to look for it. Before it gets there, it's dark there. They say, oh, let me come back in and there's sun. Then you're just moving up and down, trying to get stuff. If you stay there, sometimes you get stuff. It's dark, it's not so stuff. Then you go back there, you get stuff. You always get stuff. If you stay until it's like a time, duration. So the main socket, when you take your phone and you plug your phone, there's power in the main socket. But all the power to get you to where you want to get to cannot get into your phone just 2 minutes. But there's so much power there. But if you will stay, you will get more. The longer you stay, the more you get. And so that's one simple trick in Christianity. I just said trick and I said simple with it. Everybody can play this trick. Stay with God long. You see the power of God in your life. It's simple. Thank you. No, they don't get it that now. The only thing is that there's a game. There's something you must have swallowed something. You don't need to swallow something. Just stay. Many people can't stay. Get yourself a place, stay on the scripture and stay 3 hours. You know if you can stay. And then you hear his voice, he'll talk to you. But people can't stay. Your mind is so busy, rapid, here, there, running up and down, chatting something. You're always doing present. I mean, you can't get God that way. You can just stay quiet and stay with God. You see, you find that staying is so hard. Your real work is to stay. You say, just stay with God. Meditate upon scriptures and just stay there and pray. Pray. Just keep praying. Pray 45 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, 4 hours. So I put it to you. No, you can put it to anybody. I don't need to put it to you. You know that somebody stays 45 minutes, somebody stays 5 minutes, two different stuff. The quantity, not like charging your phone, the quantity of God you carry, it will differ. Are you still here? So you stay, we don't stay. So let me show you that scripture in 1 Peter. 2 Peter, sorry, chapter number 1. Look at it. 2 Peter. This scripture, the Lord used this scripture to show me this truth many years ago. I'll use this one. And he gave me a further light just some time ago. So I'm going to show you this scripture in 1 Peter chapter number 1. In Second Peter chapter number 1, verse number 19. Look at what it says in Second Peter chapter number 1, verse number 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawns and the day star arise in your hearts. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawns. So you stay with that light, that ray of light. See what Peter was saying. You stay with that ray of light in a dark place. You take heed to it. You look at it, you stay there until it's no longer just a ray of light. The day dawns. When the day dawns, the darkness is dispelled. So it says, until the day dawns. And when you see that, the first time I saw that scripture, I know I'm teaching you now, but I saw the scripture, I was like, oh, what an error of life. Why did we miss it here? Until the day dawns. Because a lot of people always, people always have this problem with Christianity. And it doesn't work. It works. It's until the day dawns. So the light is there. He says, we have a sure word of prophecy. He says that. He says, but you do well to look at it and to stay there until the day. So you would think that with the sure word of prophecy, once I hear sure word of prophecy, boom, I do, bam, and I go, no. He says, no, it's sure word, but it has to be until. He puts an until there. Tells me that we have to stay. There's a time. There's duration. So that the things with God will have that time. And that is our own work. You have to wait upon the Lord. That's not his work. He has brought the stuff. You have to wait upon the Lord. You have to stay there. They that wait upon the Lord. I told you that scripture before. They wait upon the Lord. It is they that renew their strength. Not they that visit the Lord. They wait upon the Lord. They stay there with him. Then you renew their strength. Renew. Charge up. That's renew. So, you are painting something. They don't allow you to finish. This guy takes off. Okay. And as I see you now, you're smiling a beautiful smile. And I just imagine somebody, you want to make a hair for somebody. You're doing it. And you just start. And you cut this part. Then you just start doing it. But it just jumps off. Whoop, and goes. He says, this is the style I want to make for you. Show the person the style. He says, boy, so beautiful. You just say, all right, sit down. As you just cry the comb. Cut the hair, cut the other part, tie this part, tie the other part so you can focus on this. And she just it just takes off. He says, I saw the style. That's the style. You've not made the style. You say, sit down there until the style is on your head. Come on. All the ladies get this one now. Some of them have had to tie their hair because something happened. It was night time. They couldn't continue making their hair. And you have to tie it because you can't go out like that. Until the day dawns. That's until the day dawns.
until the day that the lady finishes the matter, don't come out of their house. It's beautiful. The style is beautiful. But if you don't finish it, you look like a monster.
Many times people say Christianity don't work. Christianity is bad. All these pastors are cheating. They are lying. Pastors are thieves. No, they don't wait till you're done. Don't wait till you're done. Before you're done, they are gone. And so I can't do anything. I'm walking, but before I'm done, they are gone. I mean, you build up to this point, and we build and we're walking, and the ministry is going to the next level. And before we get there, you're gone. I have, you know, it's so funny. I'm not going to show you, but I don't have time. But just, to, you know, I think it will help you if you see this. Maybe I can take a portion of it. I would like to take a portion of it. Ah, for love of God. Somebody wrote this for me. I know, you can see it's old. But anyhow, just say it. I think I'll just say it. You know, it's my birthday, August 31st, 2015. It is so beautiful. In the last verse says, "Sir, you are an ocean of love, of inspiration. You are the world's next biggest phenomenon. God bless you, sir. And as you turn a year older, I ask my God for more grace and unction upon you, sir. I also celebrate, I think he signed this letter, I also celebrate 1 full year of having you as a mentor. I also celebrate 1 year because about this time she came. Happy birthday to a mentor, an icon, a doctor of optometry, and a pastor extraordinaire. Happy birthday, Dr. Rea." This was August 31st, 2015. By August 31st, 2016, nowhere to be found. I still have the letter. God is my witness. That's it. I still have it. I like to read it. It's beautiful. By 2016, she wasn't there. This is 2022 and the ministry is greater than it was 2015. But she wasn't there. She's not there anymore. Now I take my ministry, my missionary work now to Lagos. Then, 2015, there was nothing else apart from that church. So, we've grown, but she's not here. They don't stay till the work is done. So, God's work is great. It's true. It's true. Write the vision. Stay there. It might tarry, but wait for it. It will come. You stay. God is working in your life. Many a time, you're not staying. This faith. And you say, is this a faith message? Yes. Faith not producing results because you're not spending time with God. The more you spend, the more you get. So, I'm going to show you. That's scripture number one. I don't want to take so much time. I think you get the general truths. And like I told you just now, the point number one, please don't take this as one of those good messages. It's true. It's true. I know it's true. You know it's true. Let's make it practical. Let's bring it to our lives and say, we need to change. We need to stay. From now on, Lord, you give me a word. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to mind that word. I'm going to abide. I'm going to dwell. I'm going to abide. I'm going to dwell. That should be our key words. Abide, dwell, stay there. It might be tough, but I stay there. God can work. Sometimes people make it look like a trick. It's not a trick. It's not a trick. Stay there. This principle will just produce miracles. I'm telling you, miracles. Your life will just bam. You'll be seeing things turn around because you are staying with God. You're staying with God. The words are real than your heart. You stay there. The words are real than your heart. And then you meditate upon it. You meditate upon the word. He said, think on these things, and the Lord will grant you understanding in all things. Think on this and the Lord grant you understanding in all things. Think, stay there, meditate upon the scripture, look at it. Spend time in the presence of God. And it produces. Just say, I came to God and I left. He didn't do anything. The psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I was with him. I waited patiently for the Lord. And another scripture is in Job chapter number 1. Look at it. I'll show you another one. Job chapter number 1. Will you hold your place in James chapter number 1 and go to Isaiah chapter number 35? Isaiah chapter number 35. These two scriptures, and I think I'm done. This should be a great blessing
to the body of Christ.
Two things. You say, faith. So the word of God is true. The word of God is true. We know. But how come it's not producing in my life? Because you say it's working there for you, but it's not working for me. And he doesn't know why. Number one, we said to subtract. If your left eye will keep you away from heaven, what does the Bible say you do? Block it out. So power of God is there. I'm here. It's not about adding something to my... I don't need to add something. I just need to remove something. I told you that 2 weeks ago too. Removing something gets you to your destination, not adding something. So we need to top up our fuel tank. We don't need to add more fuel. We need to remove the dirt in the tank. Clogging the fuel from moving freely into the place it's supposed to work. Just remove some stuff. Now, number two, I'm telling you also, stay there. In Isaiah chapter number 35, I said take your Bible to Isaiah chapter number 35. Isaiah chapter number 35. I quoted this also, but I want to say it. I love this scripture so much. I love this scripture so much. It was when that man sang that song many years ago. Change just helped me. Say to them, verse number 4, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Stay there. Before he comes, you are no longer there. Stay there. He will come and save you. It means it might be tough, it might be funny. The place might still be dark, but there's just one ray of light. Come on, stay there, and you see that ray of light will turn into the day will dawn into a bright morning. If you stay there, he will come and save you. Many people don't think he will come, so they don't stay. They make haste. The Bible says, he that believeth shall not make haste. I told you that scripture. Believe you don't make haste. They make it so much haste. So much haste leads to a lot of waste. A lack of patience leads to a lot of loss. A lot of waste. A lot of people really don't stay. They don't wait for God. They don't stay with God. It's like, whatever. They just want to get stuff done. And so they're moving and they're not staying with God. And they find staying. Okay, let me do this for you. You are in Isaiah, right? Just go to Isaiah chapter number 30. Look at what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 30. Are you there? Verse number 15. Isaiah 30, 15. But thus saith the Lord, are you there? Can you all read this for me? 1, 2, go. Can everybody read 1, 2, go? You see it now? Returning and rest. Stay. Just stay with me. He says, stay with me. It's your confidence. Return and rest. Your strength will be there. We will stay. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. So if you take a scripture, stay with that scripture. Don't leave the scripture. Marry it. Go to the presence of God. Stay there. Return and rest. Say that will be your strength. But you will not. You want to move. You want to do something. The place is dark. You are looking for lantern. No. That small light you are seeing. He says stay. If you stay with that small light. He said the day will dawn. Until the day dawn. So it changes. It becomes bigger. It becomes greater. God's power and God's flow in your life. The same current. Entering the phone. What's happening? The power of the phone is increasing. Same thing. It becomes greater. It becomes bigger. If you stay. Stay in the presence of God. Spend time there. It will just begin to grow. That small, that word. Imagine what the Bible talks about. It says the kingdom of heaven like mustard seed. So you plant it. What I do, all that stuff, it will grow. It says the birds of the air will come and dwell there. So, but it's small. Time. Stay there. Stay. If you stay, your faith will produce great results. I'm telling you. You see? Look at in verse number 15. But thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not. Verse 15. But ye said, no. For we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee.
and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. We will flee upon us. He said, then you will flee. That flee will be your, I'll be running. You'll be running, always running. Stop. He says, don't run. They are coming. He says, they are coming 50 feet away, 40 feet away, 30 feet away. No, they are coming. He said, they are going to kill me. They are going to kill me. They are walking. He said, no. He said, okay, you want to run? That's how you'll be running forever. Stay there. Just stay with me. In my presence, rich. There's confidence. You get strength. Hallelujah. Second scripture, James chapter number 1 and verse number 4. I just use this to elaborate stuff. James chapter number 1. Let me show you another scripture. James chapter number 1, verse number 4. I'm sure you're there before me now. You're already turned there. I'm going there now. Alright, look at it. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Did you see that? Okay, look at it. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But, you see, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What does that tell us again? Time. Let it finish. Because the trial of your faith will work patience. That is guaranteed. If you plug your phone, electricity will enter. But let it, you see, when it does all that, it says this is now your own work to stay. But let it, you let it. That process is going to happen. Once you plug your phone and the power is charging. That part. But don't unplug your phone. Let it get full before you unplug it. That's what James said. Sure word of prophecy. You do well to take heed unto that sure word until the day dawns. Plug it there and don't leave there until it turns into what it should be. Are you still here? I mean, you have two scriptures saying it. Let patience have a perfect work. So, believers, listen. You have to let patience have a perfect work. Because the process already started. You already plugged the phone. Don't unplug it and start to get angry, something happened, something. I mean, offense are bound to come. Get hungry, they get tough, they miss the whole thing, and the work has started already. They already divide the hair, and you're making one part of it. You get angry, madam, put that just in the children. You say, you're starting. What's that? Everything, you get offended, and now you go in, and this woman is the best. The best. You were sitting there just now. You are offended, something, whatever the case is. Let patience have a perfect work. Are you still here? That's what they say. So, try your faith, work at patience. Once your faith is being tried, things are going tough, funny like that. Patience is working patience. But, let it have its perfect work. Let it stay there. Let patience finish its work. Then he says, listen, he says, you'll be entire, wanting nothing. Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Time. Don't throw everything away for something petty or for your own haste. Remember, I talked about haste just now. Did I believe I will not make haste? No, I want to get it. I need to get it. You will get it. The word of God always works. The sure word of prophecy. The means with which you plug your phone is powerful. There's power in that. The power is flowing there. You know, it's so funny how somebody else can come and plug and say, this is not working, I'm going to plug. Somebody come and plug and say, whoop, light there. Light there. When you plug, before the thing could even make, you don't plug and say, no, you are choking, just choking. Light there. Light. Somebody, you plug, connect. Maybe it's partial, just, who's there? Thank God, just sit down there. I'm charging my phone here. Nothing. Hey! So, listen to me. God's word always works. Faith is true. Produce results. These are two hindrances to your faith. Number one, I talked about what just now? Subtracting. I'm saying you got it good. You see, the first one, you got it good. Just stay there. You just need to remove some stuff. Everything is working. The engine is new. Everything is okay.
just remove some stuff and bam, it will work. And number two, again, I say, you got it good. Just stay there. Because many of times we're talking about faith, people are running up and down and thinking that they miss something big. There's nothing big, it's not big. Just small. Stay there, stay with God, love the Lord, worship the Lord. And when you get to His presence, spend as much time as possible. Do it every day, 1 hour every day, 2 hours every day. Stay there, stay there, stay there. The word works. Produce results in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody blessed today? And it's powerful. Powerful. Two things will help your faith walk. Two keys to help your faith walk. This will help your faith work. Would you bow your heads and begin to say, Lord, I want to stay in your presence. I want to learn to stay. I want to stay. I don't want to be that kind of person who just put the phone there, get out there, jump there. I want to stay. I don't want to make haste. True unbelief, by unbelief. I want to stay in your presence. Libro seke lomohosa. Lord, everything that hinders my faith, everything I need to uproot, everything I need to subtract. Libro soko libro hogo do sida la tuba hani sudoro kokosho. Libra sada bohokose. Help my people, Lord. Dear Father, help my people. Help my people, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. They need to stay with you. Help them subtract everything that hinders their faith. Every hindrance, let them get rid of it. Help them get rid of it now. By your mighty power. Help them see it. Yes, help them see it. You might know, today, right now, you begin to see those things. Maybe a person, a habit, something you do. Right hand, left hand, right eye, left eye, left eye. Whatever it is, you get to pluck it out. So you can get into God's plan for your life. Hindrances, get them out and fail to produce. Get the hindrances out and fail to produce. And learn to stay there. The word of God works until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Stay there until the day dawns. Stay there till your phone is fully charged. Don't leave that place. Abide in me. Let my word abide in you. Kalama sobre lo logo salababaya. Stay there. Abide. Dwell. Abide. Not visiting, but there. Always there. Hallelujah. I couldn't read it, but I think reading it is powerful. Can we read it together? Look at it in John chapter number 15. I quoted it already, but it's powerful. John chapter 15, are you there? Look at it. He said it twice. In verse number 4, remember Isaiah 35, 4. James 1, 4. Isaiah 15, 4. Abide in me. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it what? Abides in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Not except you just see me, except you abide in me. You can't bear fruit. Say the fruit is not just not working, it's working. Abide. Not physical, that your faith will walk. Spend time in the Word of God. Do 2 hours. Read the word. Stay there. Be soaked in His presence. Sleep in His presence. Sleep and wake up. He said, Father, I'll ask you to stay there. Sleep, wake up, continue. Abide. Just say, Lord, I want to abide. I want to dwell. He goes on to say in verse number 5. I am the vine. Here are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruits. For without me, ye can do nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, what will happen? Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, say you ask what you will. You ask what you will. He says it will be done for you. You see, there's power abiding. Phone charged to 100%. You can do full function with your phone. When the phone power is down, you want to on camera, you say can't on camera. You want to on light, say can't on light, because it's not there. But if you plug it and there's the mini mains and power is coming, he says you can do everything you want to do. Abide. So please for your life. Will you still pray some few minutes? I'll let you go. Will you still pray some few minutes? Lord, I subtract that I abide. You got it right. I say, brothers and sisters, you got it right. Everything is right. It's okay. Just subtract some stuff. Stay there a little. Kanemoso. Jesus. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Help us, Lord. To subtract. Help us to remove hindrances. Help us, Lord. Will you pray for yourself a little? Pray for yourself a little. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.